physical situation. The doctor's given his verdict, and the doctor says it's impossible, and we know that right now in our impossible situation, if God doesn't show up right now, it's not going to be good. So Jehoshaphat is facing an impossible situation. So verse 3, it says, so Jehoshaphat was afraid. Does your Bible say afraid? If it does, you want to go ahead and underline that. Wherever your Bible says it, he was afraid, rightfully so. This is an impossible situation. pick it up in verse 5, and it says, "Then Jehoshaphat stood in the assembly of Judah in Jerusalem in the house of the Lord before the new court. And he said, O Lord, the God of our fathers, are you not the God in heaven?" In Hebrew, when you see a question like that, it's a declaration. It is spoke very differently than we do. Sometimes it comes across as a question, but it was the way that they made declarations. O Lord, the God of our fathers, are you not the God in heaven? Saying, you're the begin to see in verse 16. Let me read it. It says, "Tomorrow go down against them. Behold, they will come up by the ascent of Ziz, and you will find them at the end of the valley in front of the wilderness of Jeruel." Here's what I noticed. It's in the time of fasting that God gives a plan and direction. Tomorrow, go here, do this. What would it be like right now in your impossible situation to just hear God say, go here, Psalm 100, there's not one. It just says, enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise.